Describe an unusual meal that you had. IELTS cue card, sample answer 1. Introduction. Everybody has had special dinners that they will never forget. That being said, some may be more special or unique than others. I have clear memories of an odd supper I had a few years ago. I will never forget it because it was such a special event. Who were you with, / where did you go? My two colleagues and I went to Jalandhar for a project. We went there for 3 days. I had my first taste of Kulhad pizza there. When did it happen? I always make it a point to try the street cuisine of the cities I visit. I saw a lot of food blogs on food in Jalandhar before I went there. A recently married couple who created a new dish called Kulhad pizza was one of the food blogs that attracted me. Why was it unusual? It seemed strange as a typical pizza follows a predetermined recipe. Chefs tend to bake them in wood-fired ovens in the past. Numerous changes have occurred throughout time, and today's pizza is primarily cooked in electric ovens. And they're used for baking in most eateries. However, eating pizza cooked in a clay pot in Kulhad is unusual. In Indian cuisine, Kulhads are mostly used to serve tea, and these days, tea is sold in a wide variety of stores located across cities. A couple from Jalandhar city developed a novel dish by thinking outside the box. By combining all the components in a Kulhad and baking it, they revolutionized pizza cooking by doing away with the traditional method of making pizzas. Conclusion. The pizza tasted much better after being baked in Kulhad. I had never had pizza like this before, it was the best. Describe an unusual meal that you had. IELTS cue card, sample answer 2. Introduction. Being a foodie, I like to try new things occasionally, and here I'll discuss one such occasion when I had a surprisingly different and unusual meal. Who were you with, / where did you go? I can recall the occasion from last year when my dear friend Anuradha, who is from Kerala, invited me and my family for an authentic South Indian dinner at her house. When did it happen? They welcomed us with a red carpet and offered us seats as soon as we arrived at their house. First, they gave us drinks. Then, at around 9 o'clock in the evening, they began getting ready to serve meals, which surprised me because they laid a mat on the floor and placed some banana leaves there. My friend's mother then explained that it is the customary meal of their area, known as sadhya, which is consumed while sitting cross-legged on the ground and is eaten with the right hand without the use of cutlery. Why was it unusual? I found all of this to be really fascinating, and we followed their advice. Rice, veggies, lentils, naan, pickles, yogurt buttermilk, and payasam, a delectable South Indian dessert, were the main courses of this meal. Our banana leaves continued to be heaped with one delicious item upon another. We were licking our fingers because every dish was so delicious. I gave her mother's cooking abilities and dishes immense acclaim. Conclusion. The unique way in which the entire meal was served and prepared made it outstanding. Aside from this, I was surprised to see 24 to 28 dishes in a single course. Finally, but just as importantly, I would never pass up the chance to enjoy this cuisine in the future when I get the chance. Describe an unusual meal that you had. IELTS cue card, sample answer 3. Introduction. A local Gujarati feast was an interesting dinner I experienced, but what really stood out about it was the amazing cultural experience associated with the meal. Who were you with? My family and I decided to try out some authentic food in India. So, we decided to pay a visit to Gujarat, a state in western India renowned for its unique food and rich traditions. Where you went, we planned to travel to Kutch and the Statue of Unity, Gujarat, to learn about the local customs and legacy of the Gujarati people. While there, we made the decision to have authentic dinners that locals would typically eat and to enjoy ourselves by trying new things, discovering new outfits, and participating in various activities. When did it happen? About 2 years ago in January, we had an unforgettable dinner while on holiday in the bustling area of Gujarat dessert, Kutch. We were excited to try Gujarati food because we had heard about its distinctive flavors and a wide variety of vegetarian dishes. Why was it unusual? This supper was exceptional because of the breadth and depth of flavors we experienced. Our dining establishment was a classic Gujarati thali restaurant, which is well known for presenting a variety of foods on a single platter. The thali was made up of many tiny dishes with various snacks inside of them. With the use of a combination of regional spices and ingredients, the flavors were expertly created to range from savory and sweet to hot and acidic. Thepla, a spicy, thin, spiced flatbread, and dakla, a spongy steamed cake made from fermented rice and chickpea flour, stood out. There were also desserts such as shrikhand and jalebi, which made a lovely counterpoint to the spicy food. The custom of providing endless refills of these delicious treats made our experience even more unique by allowing us to enjoy every flavor fully. Conclusion. In conclusion, I had the unique experience of experiencing regional Gujarati cuisine while on holiday in Gujarat with my family. Its distinctiveness came from the wide variety of flavors and foods that were served on a thali, as well as the restaurant's cultural atmosphere, which contributed to creating an amazing dining experience that let us fully appreciate Gujarat's rich culinary history. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions. Question: Do you think having dinner at home is a good idea? Answer: Having dinner at home is undoubtedly a great idea because home-cooked food is incredibly tasty and nutrient-dense, both of which are essential for our bodies to operate correctly. Many young people today believe that eating fast food is hip and sophisticated, but I think they should learn more about the differences between home-cooked meals and fast food. Question: What do you think are the benefits of having dinner together? Answer: The relationship between families is strengthened when they eat dinner together. They tell one another about the events of their day. Additionally, it has been shown that when families share 3 to 5 meals a week, children are less likely to turn towards unhealthy meals and get attracted to authentic Indian food. Question: Do you think people are less willing to cook meals by themselves these days compared to the past? Answer: In the present day, intense rivalry has ingrained itself into our way of life. We now have significantly less free time available to us as a result. The proportion of people who cook at home has significantly decreased in such a situation. Furthermore, food delivery apps like Zomato and Swiggy have greatly simplified the process of sending takeaways. This adds to the growing inclination towards eating food from outside sources. Question: What is the best way to learn cooking? Answer: Today's technologically advanced society offers a plethora of learning resources, such as social networking sites like YouTube. On the other hand, my mother is an expert chef and understands everything about it. As a result, she gave me instructions on how to cook. I can now confidently prepare any delectable meal at home on my own as a result. Question: How is the cooking industry related to the working class? Answer: The cooking industry is very important to the working class since, because of their busy schedules, businesspeople and employees prefer to dine out or bring prepared meals from home. As a result, the majority of working people prefer to dine at one of the many food franchises, and the food sector consequently plays a significant part in working class life.